The third day of a fresh round of talks between representatives from Iran and the P5+1 in Vienna continues. The two sides are working on the draft of a final nuclear agreement. Iranian Deputy Foreign Ministers Abbas Araghchi and Majid Ravanchi sat down for talks with EU Deputy Foreign Policy Chief Helga Schmidt and the US Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Wendy Sherman. The deputies from Iran and the P5+1 are going to hold bilateral meetings on Friday to narrow down differences. Iran and the P5+1 are seeking a comprehensive deal on Tehran's nuclear program by the end of June. The two sides reached a mutual understanding in the Swiss city of Lausanne on April 2nd. Well, for more on this, let's go to Vienna itself and talk to Press TV's Homer Lesgia, correspondent there. Homer, tell us more about how the drafting process is going on.
Right. I'll just start, Hassan, if I may, with the latest updates that I just got minutes ago. As you said, today, the third day of the talks in Vienna at the deputy level started at 9 a.m., a trilateral, basically, between the Iranian team led by Mr. Araghchi, also including Mr. Tahtar Avanchi and the Iranian experts, as well as the EU's Helga Schmidt and the U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman. We're hearing that that meeting ended about an hour ago, but the experts are still continuing consultations. And also, the latest news that we got is that Mr. Araghchi is going to meet the IAEA Director General Yukio Amano at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. here Vienna time. That's about in an hour from now. So it seems that on the diplomatic front, efforts are continuing very ferociously indeed. And, you know, a lot of people were asking, what does these expert talks basically, concern? What are they about? How do the deputies and the experts interact with each other? What I've been hearing from sources that are inside of the talks is that the deputies basically sit down and make the more general decisions based on which the experts continue the consultations, discussing the very fine or minute details, the legal and technical aspects. And then when they reach some kind of a conclusion or even a stumbling block, the deputies again get involved. Now Wendy Sherman joining, of course, from the United States side to make further clarifications and decisions. And this is all about, as you said, writing the final text of the JCPOA, as it's being called, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the final deal that Mr. Araghchi said upon his arrival in Vienna will be based on the Lausanne joint statement. And that statement says, of course, for those of our viewers who may not be familiar with it, that Iran will limit its enrichment capacity, the scope of its enrichment as well. From the current 19,000 centrifuges, it will be using just over 5,000 centrifuges at the Natanz enrichment facility to enrich uranium up to 3.67%, and the Fordo enrichment facility will not be closed down. In fact, none of Iran's nuclear facilities based on this deal will be closed down, but things, the nuclear activities inside them, they'll be changed. For instance, Fordo will be basically redesigned into a nuclear physics research center, but still nuclear activities will be taking place there, for instance, for the production of medical radioisotopes, which are also used for agricultural purposes. And also the Arak heavy water reactor, Iran will continue to produce heavy water. That's not going to change, but the Arak heavy water reactor will be redesigned in a way that would limit the production of plutonium that the other side has been expressing concerns about, because it can be used, as you may know, plutonium for producing nuclear weapons. Iran has been saying all along that this is an unnecessary crisis, as Mr. Zarif has put it, the Iranian foreign minister, and it is prepared to implement all the necessary monitoring or verification processes. And this is where the IAEA gets involved. We know that Yukio Amano, Mr. Araghchi, is going to meet him, as I said, in about an hour, has recently made an interview saying that when Iran is going to implement the additional protocol, this may include inspections of its military sites. And that was causing a lot of controversy, a lot of reports about that. We were talking to Mr. Araghchi about what the additional protocol entails for Iran. And Mr. Araghchi said, you know, Iran is not the only country that's accepting this as part of this deal. More than 120 countries, he said, have accepted this. For instance, the United States is itself one of them. And this additional protocol, basically, the safeguards provisions that's related to the IAEA, this can be negotiated. This is, and when it includes, for instance, inspections of military sites, is not based on a decision that the IAEA makes and Iran or the other parties have nothing to say about it. This is based on decisions being made on how inspections take place, based on what justification. So you may realize a lot of legal discussions taking place now about how these things are going to be coordinated. And all of this that I said, Hassan, just quickly brief you on that, this is just based on a timetable. For instance, all this restricted activity is only in the case of enrichment for 10 years. After that, Iran's nuclear case is going to be normalized. We are expecting, of course, by the end of June deadline, the deal hopefully to be finalized.
All right, Prezi Homolezgi giving us the very latest and details of those nuclear talks going on in Vienna. Thanks there, Homa.